ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says it's about taking out drug runners. Venezuela's leaders say it's about taking out them. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says the president has okayed CIA operations in Venezuela and may carry out strikes.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this type of maneuver aims to legitimize a regime change operation as its ultimate goal of having access to Venezuelan oil resources. It comes after the U.S. carried out its fifth deadly strike on an alleged drug smuggling boat off Venezuela.
The sheriff in Humphreys County, Tennessee, says his best friend was one of the victims of last week's explosion that leveled a munitions factory. Today, all 16 victims have been identified, and they're still looking for the cause. Diane Keaton's death last weekend was first reported by People magazine, which today quotes the actress's family as saying the cause of death was pneumonia. The Oscar winner was 79. This is ABC News. DNA has linked a murder from way back in 1984 to a suspect today. Investigators in New York's Nassau County have made an arrest in the sexual assault and murder of 16-year-old Teresa Fusco on her way home from a roller rink.
Three men were arrested for her death, but they'd always insisted they were innocent. And in 2003, DNA technology exonerated them. Investigators say they never gave up looking for the real killer. And in 2023, a DNA sample from Teresa's body was sent to a lab to build a DNA profile of the killer.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. President Trump last night welcomed more than 100 donors to a dinner at the White House to reward them for their pledged contributions to a massive new ballroom, price tag $250 million. Trump at the dinner saying there are no zoning requirements as president, and he can do whatever he wants with construction. Sticky court fight over peanut butter and jelly. Smucker's suing Trader Joe's, accusing it of copying Uncrustables. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be on the lookout for health care scams as open enrollment season gets underway. Agency officials say scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their health care. The scammers then request personal information, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials warn residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. Clintonville police called in the big guns for a challenge that has police departments across the state in a friendly competition. Boasting they're the only department with a celebrity endorsement, police in Clintonville brought in hometown boy and former WBAY news anchor Bill Jartz for reinforcement. The departments are raising money for the Police Lights of Christmas campaign. The program helps provide gifts for families in need during the holiday season. So far, Clintonville is in the lead with $4,000, but the Pulaski Police Department is right on their heels at $3,900. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to keep an eye out for deer this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. Several counties in our neck of the woods rank among the state's highest for deer crashes. Outagamie and Manitowoc counties topped the list last year. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Game three for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at, and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out, and we got a good group of guys, and we've fought all year, so I think heading to L.A., I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers, Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate, so obviously it's tough, but that being said, we got to take it upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Partly sunny skies today, an isolated shower possible, highs in the mid-60s. A few more showers around tonight with mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm on Friday with highs in the low to mid-70s. It's 41 degrees at our studios.
WGBW. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Since 97.9 WGBW. She was just 17. They recorded that in 63. I did the math, and she is now 79. Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner. You'll have a chance to win tickets to the Meyer Theater to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience. It's happening next week, Friday. Your chance coming up soon, this morning, before 9, here on 97.9 WGBW.
Thank you.
just the Robinsons are there. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, this is Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
To us, 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the street.
She started as a secretary at Motown and worked her way up. She could sing. I saw her in concert once. Genuinely nice person who could still belt it out a few years back. Thank you for joining me. Oh, did I say that already? I don't like to repeat myself. I don't like to repeat myself. Here's the number to call if you would like to a shot at winning tickets to see the American Idol star Tristan McIntosh perform the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater. And it's coming Friday, next week Friday, the 24th. She does a great job. of singing like and sounding like Linda Ronstadt. And here's the number, 920-588-8957. 588-8957. Caller number 5 now picks up a pair of tickets to see her next week Friday. Call now and good luck from the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Again, 920-588-8957. And good luck from WGBW.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. The Neville Public Museum is a general museum of art, history, and science. And the Green Bay Film Society's Fall 2025 International Film Series continues on the first Wednesday of the month in the auditorium of the Neville Museum. All films begin at 7 p.m. and are free and open to the public and are unrated, but intended for mature audiences. Coming up September 5th, Marriage Italian Style, co-sponsored by the Italo-American Club. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Congratulations to Tracy of Green Bay. She picks up a pair of tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater next week, Friday. Great show, starring American Idol star Tristan McIntosh. And I'll have more tickets for you to win. Could happen at any time here on 97.9 WGBW.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Celebrity ball.
Satin and lace is a little pity. Didn't find time to call. Ready or not, gonna make it to the city. Oh, this is the night.
Go to the celebrity ball.
Sitting on.
On the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That may have been the biggest song about partying in the 60s and 70s, at least until Celebration by Kool and the Gang came along.
WGBW. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. Crying all the time.
You don't have to be afraid to let the kids listen to 97.9 WGBW.
Bonnie Jean,
Till the sheep in the valley come home my way. Till the stars all around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. Roses are red and all of the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. To my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half dream, dream. And run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Jean.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Oliver, same guy who did Good Morning Starshine. Oh, there he forgot the lyrics. La, 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 la. Well, it's okay. It was the 60s. Connie Feldman has the news next. WGBW.
It's a beautiful morning.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. Wisconsin ended its fiscal year with money left over, according to a statement issued by Governor Tony Evers yesterday. Even the state's rainy day fund grew to a record $2 billion. Evers says the state budget surplus grew to $4.6 billion in the general fund. The amount in the state's main checking account was $265 million more than previous estimates. Evers credited the surplus with what he called the hard work across the aisle, saying in part he looks forward to continuing to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars while making smart and strategic investments to protect the future. The USS Cobia is back home again in Manitowoc after being dry docked in Sturgeon Bay since September 7th. The World War II submarine had some major restoration and repair work done. It also got a good cleaning. The hull was sandblasted to remove 3 tons of mussels and other debris that had accumulated over nearly 30 years since the last dry docking. The sub also got a new coat of paint from bow to stern. The USS Cobia, built in 1943, has been a proud centerpiece of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Many say it's a lasting reminder of Manitowoc's role in World War II submarine production. Even though the Cobia is back at home and all spiffed up, it won't be open to the public until a later date, and we will keep you posted when that's announced. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
What did you say the Cobia had on it?
Mussels. 3 tons of mussels and other debris.
Well, something else I have in common with the Cobia.
Farmers for Free Trade. It's not only a phrase, it's a movement. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And yesterday, the Farmers for Free Trade RV rolled through Wisconsin. What were they looking for? What do they hope to accomplish? That's next.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Brian Keel is the executive director of Farmers for Free Trade. They brought their RV to Westby, Wisconsin yesterday to find out what farmers had to say about free trade. He said that's really what this is all about.
Farmers for Free Trade got started in 2017, and it was a lot of the ag associations that came together to form Farmers for Free Trade. So the corn growers, milk producers, the pork producers all decided what was needed was really a voice out in the heartland, right? That there's a lot of lobbyists in D.C. We didn't need more lobbyists. What we needed was an effort to really engage farmers and engage people on the ground talking about trade. Because trade is so important for U.S. agriculture. You know, 20% of our farm revenue comes from exports. So if we're not talking about trade, we're not talking about a really important part of farming.
Brian Keel, executive director of the Farmers for Free Trade in Westby, Wisconsin, yesterday. The Farmers for Free Trade mission started in Nebraska and will physically end in Washington, D.C., where they'll present farmer stories from across the heartland about how trade has impacted their farming operation.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
And the application period is now open for the 2026 Wisconsin Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Awards. This prestigious award's presented to those families that have kept their farm in the family for 100 or 150 years. To qualified families are required to provide proof of continuous family ownership of the property in the state of Wisconsin for either the last 100 or 150 years. Want to see details? We'll get them up at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Partly sunny skies today, an isolated shower possible, highs in the mid-60s. A few more showers around tonight with mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny, breezy, and warm on Friday with highs in the low to mid-70s. It's 41 degrees at our studios.
Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got
Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, and with Dan Marcus here. You checking the dates for the calendar challenge? Today is October 16th. It's a Thursday. Brewers play tonight.
WGBW. This is the music you listen to in bed on the transistor radio you snuck under the covers. Well, sure, Mom and Dad knew.
Smile, you know things things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on Washington Street, downtown Green Bay, right next to City Deck. I'm Dan Marcus. Appreciate you being here today. It's Thursday, and that means the Gamblers season opens up today with a game on the road against Team USA. That's happening. Another chance before this morning is out to win a pair of tickets to the Meyer Theater to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience. Chance coming up next hour here on WGBW. And also, by the way, a quick reminder that the Timeless Commercial of the Day happening roughly half an hour from now. Plenty of reasons to keep it here on WGBW.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. Funny story, Howard Kalin of the Turtles told me that when the Turtles were just starting out and they were a faceless band, nobody knew what the Turtles looked like, and nobody knew what Jerry and the Pacemakers looked like. So the Turtles would go into a restaurant and say, yeah, we're Jerry and the Pacemakers, British accent and all. Nobody knew. It's just their way of having fun. I'm Dan Marcus. Stick around. Connie Feldman's news coming up at the top of the hour, right after ABC News. We'll have sports with Mike Clemens. And next hour, another timeless commercial here on WGBW.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
It may be getting a little cold, but guess what? There's still fish to catch. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 25th, at the Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary, it is Kids Fishing Day, a free event from 10 until 3 p.m. for kids ages 5 through 17 to have hands-on instruction and learn new skills about fishing. They'll provide the gear, the guidance, and the good times. So check it out. Head to WGBW.fm and click events to learn more.
97.9 FM.
Two girls for every boy.
I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody.
Surf City, here we go.
You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie.
Surf City, here we go.
Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Game 3 of the championship series tonight.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. All those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the streets of San Francisco, gentle people with flowers in their hair. All across the nation, such a strange vibration.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Thank you for joining me. Matter of minutes now until the top of the hour, then ABC News. Connie Feldman has the local stuff. And then we'll get to another chance for you to win tickets to see the Linda Ronstadt Experience at the Meyer Theater. That's all ahead next hour, along with a timeless song, or a timeless commercial of the day. But first, we gotta
do it.
Do it. We'll do the hustle. Van McCoy on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW, where we do it.
Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. We can talk about health care after the government reopens. That from Senate Majority Leader John Thune telling MSNBC he has offered Democrats a vote on extending Obamacare subsidies. But he continues to insist that the government must be reopened before those conversations can happen. As immigration raids continue, some police departments are taking money to partner with ICE. But not in Dallas.
We were offered $25 million to be a part of 287G.
Says Dallas